This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More and more of us are swiping our way to love, but a new international study has found that couples who meet online report lower relationship satisfaction and experience love less intensely than those who meet offline. Well, to help us understand why, we're joined by Adam Bode from ANU, who worked on the research. Adam, welcome to Drive.
G'day, Warren.
What exactly did you and the team look at in this study?
So we had nationally representative data from people from 50 different countries, including Australia. And of those, about 6,600 of them were in a romantic relationship. And we asked them how they met their partners, whether it was online or offline. And then we compared those two groups on measures of relationship satisfaction and three aspects of love, intimacy, passion, and commitment. And when we compared the groups, we found that people who met their partners online scored lower on relationship satisfaction and all three measures of love.
Well, and what do you think could be behind that?
We postulate a few ideas. One that we're pretty confident in, it relates to similarity. So we know that similarity is important for relationship satisfaction and love. And so this is things like ethnicity and social background and education and social groups and hobbies and those sorts of things. And we know from previous research that people who meet online are actually less similar to their partners than people who meet in a traditional sense. So we think that's a driving force. Another possibility, and one that I've been thinking about recently, just relates to the way we go about finding our partners online. So regardless of how long we're chatting with them online, when we meet them, what we're looking for is that instant spark or instant attraction. And when you do that, you're making decisions on sort of more superficial things like physical appearance and overt personality. So we might just not be making as good a decision as we otherwise would.
The other thing is too that I find is when you're online, you might, you're making a decision on what's being presented to you, but you don't necessarily have that, I suppose, that gut feeling or that intuition that you might get when you meet someone in person, do you?
It's all about the amount of information we get. So you're right, when we meet online, we're presented with a very sterile presentation of how they want to look, glossy images, very short profiles. When we meet someone, even if it's in a pub, we get to see how they interact in a social context, interact with our friends, what they buy for drinks, how they dress, all those sorts of things. So we are really making decisions based on more information.
Adam, do you think the number of people available online makes a difference as well? I mean, if we walk into a bar or we're a member of a particular club or something, there's going to be a limited number of people there online. We've got thousands to choose from. How does that come into the equation?
Sure, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. So in one respect, yes, it's opening up a pool of potential mates for us. But on the other hand, most people aren't genuinely that interested in you. Just because someone swipes right doesn't mean they're interested in pursuing a romantic relationship with you. It just might mean that, you know, they're swiped right because why not? And so as this goes on, people get the impression that they're probably more in demand than they really are. And they start to make assessments based around that.
What about people in rural areas? How are they more likely to meet?
Yeah, so previous research has indicated that people from rural areas are more likely to use online dating just because related to that notion, there's not as many people around to meet. But in our study, which looked at 50 different countries, we actually found there was no difference between urban and regional areas. So it looks like everybody's doing this online dating now.
We're chatting with Adam Bode from Australian National University about some new research showing that couples who meet online report lower satisfaction in their relationships compared to those who meet offline. I find this absolutely fascinating. You've spoken also about swipe culture, Adam. Tell us about that and how that motivates people in terms of online dating and how it's shifted.
Yeah, so this relates a little bit to this notion that there's this big pool of people that we can go through. And as we're doing this, we're not giving them as much consideration and thought as we would somebody in the real world. So it's very easy to swipe left or swipe right because we sort of devalue the interest that people are expressing in us. Whereas in the real world, at least in my day, if somebody showed an interest in you, you might not be interested in them, but you'd at least seriously consider it and have a think about it and that sort of thing. Whereas now we're just flippant.
That's so true, isn't it? Because I suppose that interaction with that person is a bit longer, isn't it, than just flicking your finger right or left. I don't even know which way it goes. But, you know, once we've swiped them, they've gone. But I suppose if we're in the company of someone or if they're in the presence, even if we're saying to them, oh, look, you know, I've got to run, I've got to get home to my dog or something, you're still watching their behaviour as you reject them as such.
Absolutely. And it's actually important to remember, in our study, we found that about 38% of relationships in Australia since 2010 started online. So that means the vast majority are not starting online. The traditional way is still the norm. And it's also to remember that the majority of relationships start with people being friends first. So finding someone in that instant spark and then starting a relationship really rapidly is not actually the norm.
I love this. Let's get out and meet people in person.
Oh, please do.
Adam, before we let you go, given that online dating, I mean, it's not going to go anywhere. People are using it. There's so many applications. What's your advice for couples who do meet online and want to build a strong relationship given this research?
So relationship satisfaction is a meaningful indicator of whether a relationship is going to continue and when a relationship might break up. So just keep a track on how satisfied you are in the relationship. And if you see it start to dip, maybe have a think about how you can put some effort in to try to rekindle that relationship and work a bit better together.
I love it. Adam, this is fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. That was Adam Bode from the Australian National University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.